This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review. It's the weekly get-together of a number of very good talk radio personalities from around the country to talk about what the charts indicate. The list from Talkers Magazine for the week of January 7th to the 11th is our focus, the stories, the people. And joining us on the dais is, should I do this alphabetically? What do you think? Jennifer Horn
sure,
would be first,
whatever
right?
You want to do.
H-I-J. Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, all together here. So, Jennifer, let's get started with the number one story this week, the border wall. What could that be?
What? You mean it wasn't the Rams going to the playoffs, huh? What? Yeah, it's the border wall, the government shutdown. Certainly the longest, they say the longest government shutdown now in history, but this is a partial shutdown. Certainly the 800,000 government workers that are not getting a paycheck are feeling the pain of that. But many people, there's a lot of passion on both sides. Many people feel the time is now to deal with border security. Enough talking. We've been doing that for decades, and time to fix the security problems at the southern border. So, the debate rages on. Both sides are really dug in on this one, and I think it ends with the national emergency being declared by the president.
All right, so what does that mean? What does it mean to declare a national emergency? That was something that came from, wasn't that a suggestion from Lindsey Graham, if I'm not mistaken?
No.
And of course, it actually came from House of Cards. And
it did.
He wanted the jobs program, and nobody would pass it, so he declared.
Oh, I remember that earlier, a couple of years ago.
FEMA's money, yeah.
Yep, I remember that.
Yeah. So
all
Trump's
right.
Obviously
so
been watching
Frank
House of Cards.
Underwood.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well, hopefully it doesn't end up where Frank Underwood ended up under the circumstances.
Well, I mean, the president, and this is historical, historically granted since the 70s, this has been part of the Constitution that the president can declare a state of emergency. And so people say, well, if it wasn't an emergency a couple of months ago, why is it now? And there are a couple of answers for that. First of all, in December, there were 20,000 migrant children that came into this country just in the month of December alone. There's another caravan that's forming, forming over the weekend in Honduras that's going to be marching its way up to our border with Mexico. So there are things that have changed. I think the hypocrisy that you're seeing is that people are so dug in on their political sides that no one's actually acknowledging that there's a real problem here on the Democratic side. You have Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi who make it seem, at least optically, that they have no other counter planning and no desire to take border security seriously. If I were them, I would at least come up with a counter proposal to the president by just saying, no, it makes, I think, the average American go, wait a second, do they even care about an issue that they've been on the record supporting? I mean, Chuck Schumer has voted for a border fence, a structure to block off the southern border 8 times, and Nancy Pelosi has done it twice, and now it seems like, poof, there's no crisis worth dealing with. It doesn't make a lot of sense. It's very political, obviously, and I think for Democrats it has a lot to do with elections. It has to do about getting the right voters in, getting additional bodies in the country so that they're counted in next year's census so that they can redistrict and make an electoral map that's more conducive for Democrats to win both congressional and presidential elections. They know this is what's at the bottom of this.
Those 40 people who are going to run in the Democratic Party for president, you think they're going to use that as an issue? Wow, that's a shocker. All right, so the border wall, let's hear from Victoria Jones on this. She's with us from the D.C. Radio Company in Washington. Richie is at Radio America in Washington. Jennifer's in her studio in Los Angeles. I'm on my farm in Massachusetts. Not that it makes any difference as to how we discuss the issues, but it's sometimes nice to know where everybody is. So what's going on from your perspective here, the issue of the border? Is it an emergency, the government shutdown? You're there. Actually, I'd like to have a discussion between you and Richie as to how this shutdown is affecting life for businesses and people who live and work in the district. So let's start with you, Victoria.
Well, I would just like to mention that Nancy Pelosi, because as we mentioned, that had her weekly press conference yesterday, and she did say that comprehensive immigration reform is what this debate should be about, and absolutely we always have stood ready to discuss comprehensive reform, and of course the Dreamers. So she's saying that moving standalone legislation would get bipartisan support. She said it's very popular in the country, and we can do that very quickly. So, and she also said that there is definitely an issue with border security. So Democrats are talking about border security and that there is an issue. But, of course, the two sides are talking past each other because they have different priorities on this. And President Trump wants a wall, and the Democrats don't want a wall. And so as long as the two sides are intransigent on that, we're not going to...
Why don't the Democrats want a wall, by the way?
Because they don't think, as don't the various members of Congress who represent the districts on the border, they do not believe, as do not the mayors who represent the towns along the border, believe that it's the most effective way of handling the situation.
So what's their idea then? If it's not the most effective way, then what do you know, Victoria, about what the idea is to fix the problem? If they don't want to have a wall, okay, what's their fix?
They think that you need to spend a considerable amount of money on this, and they think that there are a number of things that the Border Patrol have asked for, including more Border Patrol officers, including all the things that they've been asking for, but that a barrier, I mean, for example, you put up a wall, they come through tunnels, they go around.
There are already tunnels being built under the wall.
Yeah, but I would say this, I mean, it's hard to deny the Department of Homeland Security's number that in border towns where there is a wall, illegal immigration is down 90%. So the walls or barriers, fences in some places, are 90 to 95% effective. That's hard to argue.
Did anybody see Jim Acosta's bamboozling report yesterday?
Let's talk about another very interesting piece to this.
Wait a minute, hold on, before we go beyond that, let's go back, because Acosta's been making himself the story as usual this week, inveigling himself into certain circumstances. Somebody called him a smart ass something or other in an interview.
Kellyanne Conway.
Okay. So anyway, what is the... let's put that together, Richie, for us.
Well, basically, Jim Acosta went to to McAllen to try and prove that Trump was wrong, that there is no problem at the wall, at the border. So he goes to the border and he's broadcasting in front of a wall, and he's talking about how there's a Burger King over here, there's no mayhem going on, there's business, just traffic as usual. I don't see any people trying to climb the wall. Everything is tranquil. And then if everybody on Twitter and social media said, Jim, that's because there's a wall. That's why it's tranquil.
You know, what's so interesting about this is that the people who live along the border, there was a very interesting Associated Press article about this, and this is something that's going to come up if and when President Trump either declares a national emergency, which incidentally Jared Kushner, his son-in-law and advisor, does not wish him to do, or whatever route he takes, eminent domain. People who live along the border do not intend to let the government take their properties. And many of these are supporters of the president in many other ways, but they're saying, hell no, we won't go, you can't have it. And this is going to get extremely interesting.
It's very political.
The reality is, you're not going to be able to build a wall every single inch of the way. It's going to have gaps.
No matter what. 15 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review with Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. Now let me see if I can focus for a moment with all you, or for you, on an amazing product that is able to do all of the following things. One, this product instantly removes stains caused by tobacco, coffee, and tea. Two, your teeth will be noticeably whiter and brighter even after the first time you use it. 3, it polishes your teeth while whitening your teeth. 4, it guarantees professional results while you use this product at home. 5, it fights stains caused by all kinds of things like fluoride. And 6, it's recommended and supported by the American Dental Association and hygienists, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, I'm talking about Power Swabs. Power Swabs will leave everybody who looks at you with a great lasting impression because your teeth will be whiter and brighter from the very moment you apply the product that's on the Q-tip. You snap open the tube, you put the Q-tip all around your teeth. That's all you have to do. In 5 minutes, you'll notice the teeth are whiter. 5 minutes. Power Swabs. Instantly amazing results. And right now you can get it at half price by calling 800-208-1797. Only for people who use the DJV code 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. It's the smartest thing to do when it comes to all the things that you've been eating and drinking over the holidays. Teeth stained? Fix it. 800-208-1797, half price using the DJV code. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
Right now, you're probably working on a list of things to do today, like errands, bills, emails, housework, dinner, and don't forget that workout. Our brains help us keep our busy lives organized as we age, and Prevagen helps your brain. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose except a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here, or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get 4 MyPillows, 4 for half the price. 2 premium MyPillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, and get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com. Talk Radio Review, Doug Steffen, Jennifer, Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden. All right, so the government shutdown is number 2 on the story list this week from Talkers Magazine. I'm getting on a plane to fly to and from Los Angeles this weekend. I wonder what I'm going to encounter. Victoria, you're kind of nosing around. And so why is that? What's going on?
Well, you've got air traffic controllers and other aviation industry workers had a rally outside the Capitol on Thursday. They said that safety suffers when air traffic controllers, baggage screeners, and Federal Aviation Administration technicians and inspectors, were either furloughed or forced to work without pay. And why could that be? Well, it could be worried, things like that. Also, the aviation industry is ramping up pressure on lawmakers in the White House to reopen the government. Miami Airport has already shut down one terminal.
I noticed there are delays in Boston coming to and from about 15 minutes because of this. So, all right, something to be aware of this weekend, 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The weekend of January 11th, Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Jones at the D.C. Radio Company and Rich McFadden at Radio America going through some of our stories. We've started at the top. Border wall is number one. Government shutdown is number two. And number three is the Russian... The investigation, I find that as people are kind of nosing around this, there's something fishy. And, you know, I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm a supporter of the president, the presidency, because it's an important, maybe the most important institution, or one of them, in our country. So I am troubled by the continuing fixation on all of this stuff. Nobody thinks anybody should be meddling in our elections. But I do remember, because this came to me this weekend, I was reading some stuff about the George Bush. Actually, I saw that movie Vice and was reminded of how Bush got into office. And then the meddling when Obama was running for office, dead people voting, stuff like that. Where was the outrage then? To the point, nobody's saying that any of this is right, but why is it that everything is so one-sided? I find it to be disturbing, distracting. It's gotten more and more that way. I spent a lot of time this week on the DJV program talking about how over the past, let's say, 20 years, things have changed so dramatically. I don't want the Russians interfering in our election. But they interfered with the election when Obama was president. So why wasn't there any theories about why this has, is just the news media doesn't like Trump, or people don't like Trump, or they want to do whatever they can?
That's part of it.
Yeah. So, I mean, this CNN, NBC, CBS, ABC, all of them, then go after the Obama administration for meddling with Trump.
Where did you read that they interfered with the Obama election?
Who interfered with Obama?
The Russians interfered with Obama.
No, I didn't say the Russians were. I'm just saying there was a lot of talk, as there was when Bush was president, about basic interference with the voting machines.
Buses of dead people in Chicago voting for Obama.
Dead people in Boston and Chicago voting, you know, that kind of stuff. Where was the outrage then?
I think one of the things, and I don't know why there's more interest now, and certainly we can go back to the 20s and farther back than that.
Oh, yeah. My father got paid. Yeah. My father, in the elections in the 1930s, grew up in South Boston, and he and 10 of his buddies made a election day career. The ward bosses would come around, give them the name of 10 people for the 10, each 10 guys with 10 names for each of the 10 wards in Boston, and they were all dead people, and they would go and vote for the, you know, in the name of the dead people.
So, but, yeah. That's a given, but let's look at international interference and what the possibility. I mean, do you think that the Russians and the Cubans in the 60s were getting involved in elections here, during the Kennedy years? And do you think that China may have been getting involved somehow? I mean, the Russians have always had agents here. How could they have affected, with social media and digital interference now, is it more possible now, or has it always been possible in some way or another?
I think the possibilities were so much smaller back then. I think what we're looking at now is the Russia, and I know we're very short on time now, but we're looking at the Russian government's election attack, WikiLeaks, Middle Eastern influence,
right,
and many other things.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump says he's not ready to declare a national emergency at the U.S. border with Mexico. Not yet.
Congress should do this. If they can't do it, if at some point they just can't do it, this is a 15-minute meeting. If they can't do it, I will declare a national emergency.
As the partial government shutdown starts week 4, 800,000 federal workers not getting paid Friday. President Trump holding a roundtable on border security at the White House, keeping pressure on Democrats who don't want to fund his border wall.
We have a country that's being invaded by criminals and by drugs, and we're going to stop it. So I want the Democrats to come back to Washington and vote.
South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham tweeting, "Mr. President, declare a national emergency now. Build a wall now," in capital letters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back on the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of the research done by Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com and see the list of the stories. Top 10 people on the list. It's a fabulous way for you to keep up with what's going on in the world of conversation. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. radio company, Rich McFadden at Radio America. We're sort of, we started right out of the box talking about the border wall situation. Government shutdown number two, the investigation number three, the presidential race. My God.
Oh, yeah. I'm not ready
already
for that.
There are 40 people, apparently, who are expressing some kind of interest in running on the Democratic side. And the list, I look at some of these people and the experience they've had. I suppose it's kind of like Obama, who ran for the Senate in the first term. He ran for president and he won. Kamala Harris, who's a senator from Los Angeles. Well, she's from California. People say to me, Victoria, it sounds sexist when it sounds like I'm attacking these women. I don't know that I'm attacking them, but I'm trying to point out the shortcomings from my point of view of people like the senator from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren, who is about as horrible a public servant as we've had in Massachusetts for a long, long time. We've had some pretty bad ones. Kamala Harris, really no experience other than whatever. Look at the California politicians. Are such opportunists. Maybe that's the whole thing. Is that what politics is all about today? Opportunism? Is that it?
Yeah. I mean, hasn't it always been to a certain extent?
I don't think Abraham Lincoln was an opportunist.
No,
I don't even
think
Franklin Roosevelt was an opportunist. I don't think Eisenhower was an opportunist.
Well, you're talking about rare people in history. I mean, you're not talking about, you know, so many other politicians. You know, it's really hard. There's a crazy number of people running, and I would hope, for the Democrats' sake, that they whittle this number down pretty rapidly, because it's silly. It's just silly.
Yeah,
I don't think Obama was an opportunist. I think Obama, in his heart, thought that he was doing what the country needed to do. And it was totally wrong, but I don't think he did it for the opportunity to be president. I think he did it because he wanted to make the country what he thought it should be in his eyes.
Mm.
Which is scary, but...
Well.
I don't think he did it. I don't think he did it.
Would say that about Trump, and I think that's what is interesting about those two men, and about other people who do sometimes make it to be president, that they have a vision. Whatever that vision is, they have
a
vision.
With Trump, it's interesting. I disagree. I agree and I disagree. I don't think Trump needed the job. I mean, took a pay cut. You know, he's not taking the
salary. He doesn't have any money.
He's not taking the salary. So did he do it for the prestige of being president? Oh, absolutely. It started out as a PR stunt, and then he was like, oh, look at this, I'm winning. But really, I think for Trump, he just wants to prove to himself that he can do it, that he can win at being president.
And he wants to win.
Yeah. He wants to win. That's all it is. He wants to win. So I don't think he does it because of his political ideologies. I think he does it because this is what I think it takes to win, and I want to win. And he doesn't care what you think. And a lot of people...
No, it's clear. That's true.
Yeah.
That's clear.
He doesn't care what you think.
Doesn't
and
care.
It is about winning. And I think many people believe he doesn't have a particular political ideology, because he's because he shifts his position so very fast, and I think that has actually served him quite well in the presidency, because he's so mercurial on his positions. It's proved remarkably difficult for Democrats to negotiate with him, and actually it's proved quite difficult for those in the White House and members of his cabinet, because people have found it hard, including Vice President Pence, to negotiate for him. They go out and negotiate, and then they discover when they come back that, well, no, I don't want that now.
It's interesting. One of our podcasts that we do here, Bill Walton, who was a former CEO of a large investment fund for years and years, guys worth tons of money, knows all. He worked for Trump in the campaign, bringing all of his financial team together. And so Stephen Moore, Larry Kudlow, you know, that whole trio of guys that he brought in, this guy, Bill Walton, brought in. And he had Stephen Moore, the economist, on his show this week. And Moore was talking about how he wanted to, they went to Trump and they said, listen, you've got to get this corporate tax cut done. And we suggest that you do it for 20%. And Trump said, no, I'm not doing it for 20%. And they're like, oh, God, what are we going to do? We got to do 20%. We can't do 25%. Trump said, I want 15. And from that day on, every single meeting, he said, Trump said, nope, I'm not going to 16%. I'm not going to 17. It's 15% or nothing. And, you know, and everybody's like, no. You know, so 15. And then finally, Mitch McConnell comes back 2 months later and says, I'm sorry, Mr. President, the best I can do for you is 20. And Trump goes, good, get it done. And he just said, and Stephen Moore said his desire to win and his ability to negotiate won
the art of the deal. Isn't that the name?
Yeah, he goes, when I walked in, I thought the guy was a blowhard, and I didn't want to work for him. I walked out with stars in my eyes.
Well, it depends on who you're talking to, I think, as to how they read all of this. Let's go through a couple of the other things in the interest of time. Number five item, the top five items all have to do with politics, and so the Democrats versus Trump, all of that. We've heard 87 conversations about that. Number six is the continuing focus on this guy, Ed Buck, and what's going on, the gay culture in West Hollywood. Does everybody know what this is all about? This fellow is a big fundraiser for the Democrats, and not that has anything to do with
Yeah, he's got dead people showing up in his house.
Yeah, dead people.
Yeah, it's not good. Dead black people showing up in his house. And
were they both dead? Were they both black? Both the guys?
Yeah, they were. They were. And that's one of the points that a Los Angeles lawyer is making in this case. She's saying that she is actually representing at least three black men who've complained about Buck, and that she wants a way for them to speak to law enforcement with immunity for prosecution for other potential crimes such as drug use or prostitution, because these men who have died had apparent overdose deaths,
right.
And yeah. They may have been involved in either prostitution or something like that. After the first black man's death a couple of years ago, other men came forward and spoke out and said, "Yeah, I've been to his house and this is what it's like there," and nobody listened.
Right.
So now we've got another
one. It obvious that he's hiring people for sex, getting them all drugged up, and it's going too far and they're dying?
What the black community is saying is that if he wasn't a wealthy white man, he would not be getting away with this.
Let's see. There's a black guy who was a television star. It seems to me there's a little story about him. Remember that story? Yeah. All right, let's keep moving here. This is Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Victoria Jones and Rich McFadden. My Pillow guarantees that you will have the most comfortable pillow, the most comfortable night's sleep.
I can help you out here. Hold on. Keep going with your thing. Let me open up my sleep app, and I'll help you out here with some statistics. Go ahead.
Stats, and your sleep app also has a nice calming sound to it that puts people to sleep.
This is my Garmin steps tracker, which also tracks my sleep.
Okay.
And I have two My Pillows that I use, right?
Yeah,
because I'm a two pillow guy.
Yeah.
Last night I get 6 hours and 54 minutes of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours and 42 minutes of that was light sleep. 4 hours and 12 minutes of deep sleep. That means your body's not moving at all. You are way down, and you are getting the most restful sleep that you can get. That's what I got with My Pillow.
All right. There it is, the testimonial. I don't have to say anything else. Visit MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and get four pillows for the price of two right now. You can get almost everything in the catalog at MyPillow.com at 50% off using the promo code DJV. So what are you waiting for? Stop tossing and turning. Get a good night's rest just like Richie did. Go to MyPillow.com. Buy them at MyPillow.com. Use that promo code DJV for the deep discounts. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here are the stories. The list as compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, number 10. The usual sort of focus on the world of sports talk radio and NFL action, Clemson winning the NCAA title, that sort of thing. Number 9, the health care guarantee, the proposal put up by Mayor Blah Blasio. Number 8, the Jeff Bezos divorce and the accompanying pictures and stories. Number 7, the trade war and how that's getting settled, or at least settling down a bit. Number 6, Ed Buck and what the heck is going on in his apartment in Hollywood. Number 5, the Democrats versus the Republicans. The new Democrats versus Trump. Presidential race number 4, the investigation number 3, shutdown number 2, and the border wall situation number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. An MRI uses magnets and radio waves to create high-resolution images of the inside of your body. But many patients worry about feeling claustrophobic inside the donut-shaped scanner.
We sometimes give patients a medication as they come into the scanner to reduce some of the tension. We also have larger diameter scanners that can fit either larger patients, for one thing, or they're less enclosed feeling.
Radiologist Dr. Philip Young says MRIs can also be very loud.
We try to be conscious of patients patient's hearing as well. So we generally give patients earplugs to try to improve the comfort of the exam. And if patients are uncomfortable at any point during the exam for any reason, we always give them a squeeze ball where you can essentially squeeze it and ask for help.
Dr. Young says MRI sessions can be long, up to an hour, occasionally even longer. The better you can remain still, the better the quality of the images. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
All right. Time for us to, let me just work my way through the story list and the people. Just a couple of quick comments. The number seven issue this week on the talker's list of stories is the trade war and how at midweek the mark looked good for trying to fix this. It's not in anybody's interest, the Asians or the Americans, for this thing to go on. Jeff Bezos and his... I laugh about this.
Jeffy.
What in the world?
This could get really interesting.
You know, listen to this. This guy is the biggest technology Amazon. He owns it. Owns enough stock so that he's worth $160 some odd billion. He's flashing Twitter pictures of his junk to his girlfriend. What is the matter with you?
Oh, is that what the pictures were of?
Yes. Yes.
You know what I find interesting
about that? On Twitter.
May I say something? May
yeah,
I
please.
Speak?
Yes, please.
If she is his girlfriend, the chances are she's already seen that. So why does he need to send pictures? Because that's evidence, and that is just daft.
What's really
going
to be
just silly.
What's really going to be fun here is that Washington, where they live, the state where they live, is a 50-50 state. So she gets half of everything, right?
Yeah.
He will go from being the richest person in the world to the fifth richest person in the world, and she will become the richest woman in the world,
by far. I do hope this young lady is worth it.
Yeah. Well, the angle I get is this foolishness. First of all, from a man's point of view, who wants to look at some other guy's... I think it's disgusting
I'll tell you. Nobody that I've ever met in my very young life, no young woman, no old woman, no middle-aged woman has any interest in seeing your privates, whether they are in a state of rest or in a state of excitement.
What if it's got a $50 billion bill hanging off?
We have no interest in that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the girlfriend, what's her face from Extra, whatever her name is, I forget what her name is, her girlfriend had the pictures because they were talking about it, and she sold them to Page Six or whoever, Inquirer, somehow or other. There's a good friend for you. Wow. Number nine. The healthcare guarantee conversation in New York City that the blah, blah, Blasio has come out with this past week, and Sports Talk Radio number 10, the usual stuff. On the people list, for your edification, we'll go through the top 10 people according to the survey done by Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. Mayor Bill blah, Blasio, number 10 on the list. Most talked about people this week, Jeff Bezos, number 9. Ed Buck comes in at number 8. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez and her entourage at number 7. The candidates for president, female, 2020, Democrats, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Michelle Obama, who would you pick, number 6, Rod Rosenstein from the Attorney General's Office, number 5, Robert Mueller, another AG plant, number 4, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, 3 and 2, respectively, and number 1, as you might expect, is the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. So that's the list. I don't think there are any surprises there, except maybe the focus on women running for the Democratic nomination. That's it on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Thank you, Victoria. Thank you, Richie. Talk Radio Review for the week of January 7th to the 11th. Here, I'm Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's Tech Talk time now, 53 past the hour. We'll focus on the big technology stories now of the week, courtesy of Victoria Keelan's knowledge. So let's get to number 5 as we count to number 1, Victoria. And the focus here is on Instagram, your favorite way of exercising your prowess on social media.
Well, or it's just, you know, observing everyone else, at least on Instagram. So Instagram announced this week that they're adding the ability to let you publish a post to multiple accounts at the same time. And this is great news because a lot of people now have multiple accounts. There are a ton of retail businesses that are on Instagram these days. And so if you want to have a post that goes to your personal account as well as your business, this makes things a lot easier. There are a lot of photographers who are also on Instagram, and they run their photography businesses through that site, and that makes it easier for them as well. So it's going to, it's, if some people have it already, they call it the self-regram option. So some people have it already if you have an iPhone. It's coming to Android very soon. They just have not announced a firm date on that. And if you don't have it on your iPhone yet, then be on the lookout, because I think by middle of next week you should have everything there ready to go.
All right, number 4, counting down to number 1, top big stories from the world of technology this week. Focus on what's new at Amazon.
Yeah, well, Amazon has, you know, has been trying to figure out the best way to avoid package thieves, which was a huge trend during the holiday season. People leaving packages out front and then people just stealing them. And so they've decided that they've tried going into your home with the key system. They've tried to go into the trunk of your car. Now they think that the garage might be the actual answer. It will, it doesn't allow delivery people actual access to your home. It doesn't interfere with your pets, which has been a concern. And so the problem, though, is it's called the Key for Garage program, and it will cost you some money to set it up, though. You'll have to get an electronic door opener. That's about $180, and you have to have a little hub of a home network and things like that, and then you have to get the Key app. They said right now, between April and June, it will be in 37 cities and major metropolitan areas, excluding New York, because no one has a garage in New York City, and so it will be pretty much around the country. And if this is an option that works for you, it does make a lot of sense, though. The garage is more of a secured place, and then your packages won't be stolen.
You say Kiefer?
Key for Garage.
Oh, okay.
That's the name of it.
I got it. Okay. It's nothing to do with Kiefer settlement.
No.
Number three on our list, let's go to AT&T, those no-good so-and-sos.
Mm-hmm, that's exactly it. AT&T has updated three of their smartphones from Samsung and LG to make them show that they have 5G connectivity on the network. So instead of seeing LTE, which is what pretty much everyone has right now, you'll now see 5G. And the thing is, it's not real, and they came under a lot of fire this week. The 5G network doesn't exist yet on these phones. These phones are not compatible with it. So what they're calling it is the 5GE, and there's a big E there. And so they say if you are in a suburban area that you might experience a boost in connectivity and you might get a little bit of a faster speed with this. But pretty much AT&T got called out on this one. This was just a farce.
A farce. What a surprise from some of these outfits. Number two, speaking of farces, I don't know whether I was working on my computer yesterday on Word 10, what a farce that is. Microsoft has a new partnership agreement.
I actually think this is kind of a cool story, and I think it's great news for Microsoft and for Kroger, which is the largest grocery store chain in America. They have partnered, and they have developed two different stores, one in Washington State, one in Ohio, that are filled with digital shelf labels and image recognition cameras. This is very similar to what Amazon Go cashierless stores are, and so this is Kroger's way of trying to step up into the tech game. And I think, you know, this is going to roll out probably by the end of 2020. This may be the new norm for grocery shopping.
Really? All right. That's interesting news. Number one, the best story of the week is a help story that comes to you courtesy of focusing on your energy costs.
Right. Earlier this week was National Cut Your Energy Costs Day, and which highlights paying attention to how you can cut your energy use and save money. And so a few things that you can do, experts say, buy a programmable thermostat, because unwanted heating and air conditioning is actually the biggest source of wasted energy in American homes. So if you own your own home, installing a digital programmable thermostat can make a huge difference on your bills. Also, get as many new appliances as you can. The cost of buying the new ones will really be offset on your bills, and check your water use as well, because that takes up a lot of energy to heat water.
Good work, Victoria. Thank you, Victoria Jones. Victoria Keelan. I don't know where Victoria Jones is. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, or Doug Jones at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.